Where in your life are you the most consistent? What's up, people? This is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. Thank you so much for being here. This is episode 49, and we're going to talk about consistency today. So thanks for being here. By the way, I was going to reset the episodes back to 001 a little while back because I got some new hardware, started filming the podcast episodes, but I, after sleeping on it, kind of decided against that, thinking that I didn't want to really wipe away all that work that I had done previously on the other episodes. So I'm going to keep the episode numbers tallying at 49. That's where we are today, pushing on a half a century, and I'm really excited about that. So let's get into talking about consistency. Recently at the gym, a couple people have approached me on different occasions. And the general gist of the approach was them asking me, "Do you live here or are you always here?" And deep down inside, I was like, yes, that felt so good to see it from their perspective, that it seems like I'm always at the gym. Really, it was just us crossing paths, you know, frequently when they come to the gym, and I'm often there in the morning, so that, you know, that tends to happen. But it was really cool to kind of get that perspective. I spend 1.5 to 2 hours usually every morning, every weekday morning in the gym, but to hear it from them that it seems like I live there was really cool, and it showed my effort at consistency in the gym, and I feel that that's so important. One thing that's pretty cool about the gym is that regardless of if you can lift the most weight or sprint the fastest or row for the longest or elliptical for the longest or whatever it may be, you can always try to be the most consistent. So I'm not going to lift the most weight in the gym. There's even a board in our gym that shows who's lifting the most and, you know, who's the strongest type of thing. But really, I can try to be the most consistent. That's something I can do. Another one I like to try to push is I want to try to be one of the hardest workers at the gym. So those are things that I can control. And I like to focus on them. And I use that. I kind of look around the gym sometimes at other people. And even though I love a lot of these people, have great relationships with them, I kind of look around and I think, all right, I'm going to be more consistent than that person. I'm going to work harder than that person. And I kind of use that as a little motivator. So think about that, something you could try to get that little edge of competitive spirit. Another area that I want to talk about related to consistency is the value of time and us valuing time. So time is like the most important thing that we have, the most important asset. But it is finite, meaning, you know, we're given a set amount of time. We can control a little bit of that with our health, but for the most part, we're given our amount of time and we do what we can during that time. If we look at a day, we all have 24 hours. So what we do with that time and how consistent we are with our time management and our respect of it can dictate a lot of things within our life. One thing I recommend doing is getting very selfish with your time. Now, that sounds kind of disrespectful to others, and that you won't be doing the right thing when it comes to relationships and the people around you. However, when you get really selfish with your own time and really effective with your time management skills, so that you are doing exactly what you want to be doing for a majority of your day, a majority of your life, you're really enjoying your time. You're respecting the hell out of your own time, which you deserve, by the way. Once you get there and you're really fulfilled, content with that, then you can really start looking out to how you can help others and how you can really start respecting their time. Now, one thing that's pretty much been a given for me for a good while is showing up on time, or basically keeping my word when I tell someone I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time. So getting real consistent with that has really helped me just as like a baseline, a foundational type of thing to respect other people's time. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I really try hard to be there at that time. Now, things come up, life happens, sure. But if you can be as consistent as possible with that small piece, then the valuing of your time, the consistency will really show. So get selfish with your own stuff, with your own time. Do things that you really want to do as much as possible. Then you can get selfless and kind of give back to those around you. Give them your time. The third piece I want to talk about here is parenting. Getting consistent with our parenting. Now, when it comes to parenting, I like to think of quality versus quantity. When I think of quality parenting time, I think of the more fun experiences, maybe some risky experiences like indoor rock climbing, or you know, going to the theme park, going to the arcade. Could be something as simple as bowling, going to the movie theater, those kind of things. I put in the quality time. With the quantity, I look at the day-to-day grind of parenting, the making of lunches, the sitting and painting of the fingernails, the changing of diapers, the potty training, preparation of meals, getting clothes washed and ready, all that kind of stuff is in the quantity section. So take all the time you have in the quantity area, and then you add those hours up. All the time in the quality, you kind of multiply those hours. Those are multiplied because they are more, what's the word I'm looking for here? They are more intense, I guess. More concentrated time with your kids. They're really memory creators. So I try to, one, you have to do quantity. Those are usually things you have to do. And then I try to do as much quality as I can as well. So always a balance there. But I try to be consistent with both. Quantity more so, you have to do a lot of these things. But also quality, I want to be as consistent as I can with providing those memorable experiences. One thing that's interesting about parenting is that none of us have all the answers. And a lot of things change as we go through the stages within parenting. So something we did yesterday won't necessarily work the same today. So we have to be able to adapt and be flexible within the parenting. So really a general and consistent presence works really well when it comes to parenting. So you can read all the books, you can try certain things, or you can worry and wonder and wait about certain parenting tactics, or how the neighbors are parenting, how your friends are doing it, and what they are saying about your parenting. Or you can just practice that consistency, your general presence, and being as consistent as possible with that. And that can work really well for you. Now, consistency can kind of get boring over time. It's like doing the routine and doing the same thing over and over. I thrive on that sometimes, and I guess that fits my personality most. But being spontaneous and knowing when to switch it up is very important too. And I'll get into more of that on another episode, but just remember there's a little balance there. But consistency, let's try to be more consistent in these areas. So chip away, have patience. Have some grit, and that's what's going to win the marathon. Consistency. Thank you so much for listening today, episode 49. I'm Jimmy Thorpe. This is Breathe Upon Waking. Please give me some feedback if you can. I would love to hear where you are consistent in your life and how it has paid off in that particular area. That would be really cool. You can leave it in the comments. That would be great. And by the way, the next time you wake up, don't forget to breathe.